You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, September 12th, episode 3774, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
That's right. We have some fun planned for you today. We have Kristen Bentley joining us. She's the host of the Retired Racehorse Radio, but she's also one of the big bosses over at the Thoroughbred Makeover that's coming up in October, and she's going to give us an update on what's happening there. I have study show ready for September. We're going to play a little guessing game with Jamie, and then some really bad ads are going to round out the day. Our auditors responded, Jamie. Remember the other day in the auditor post show, we said we'd love to meet more of them? Well, today we're going to meet Auditor Jessica. Is going to join us to tell us all about her new farm she just got. So we're going to be doing that in the Auditor Post show. On Wednesday, we mentioned that day one of the Keeneland yearling sales had gone on and how the prices were so much higher than last year and how apparently rich people aren't feeling the pinch right now.
Economy doesn't matter when you're in that echelon.
Well, here's 3-day totals. Are you ready? 438 horses sold for $229 million. That's 21% increase from 2024.
That's a crazy increase. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, almost 25%. The average price of horses, of all the horses that sold, all 438, was $524,000. That's a 17% increase. And another several more Gunrunner colts sold for over $1 million. I got to tell you, Gunrunner's the one this year, apparently.
Yeah, it's... I mean, they must all look really, really good.
They must. If you're handling Gunrunner at stud right now, that price just went way up.
Yeah, absolutely. He's at Three Chimneys, and they are not hating life right now.
I also have some entertainment news if you want it. Downton Abbey, the grand finale is out in theaters right now. Jennifer and I will go see that. We have friends actually coming in, staying with us, and we're going to go see it together. They are the friends that we actually saw Highclere Castle where Downton Abbey is filmed. When we went to England, we went with them. So,
are you so excited?
I am. And I just looked at the tomato meter. It's at 98%. So apparently other people are enjoying it too. And I know a lot of our listeners like Downton Abbey. And apparently this one's just a farewell. There's no any major drama. Although I did see in the preview that they do go to the horse races. So we'll be seeing some horses in this one. All you Heartland fans who have been very discouraged over the last couple of weeks, the news came out that Netflix was going to pull Heartland because of contractual talks. And in the United States, that's pretty much where you watch it, right?
Come on, Canada.
So they have extended the deal. They've come to an agreement, and Heartland will continue now on Netflix. And apparently season 17 is due to be released on Netflix on September 15th. Season 18, apparently our seasons are delayed by a couple years here. On Netflix. So season 18 will be delayed, they said, until sometime in 2026. So for all you Heartland fans, apparently you can see it on something called, what's the name of that network? Some other network that I never, Up, Faith, and Family is where you can watch the current season, but you have to pay for it. So,
yeah.
So there you go, all of you Heartland fans.
I have a new friend who's been coming out here to ride and hang out, and she works for Pulse and she lives, you know, not too far away. And I was discussing some things I'm going to do with one of the horses. I'm like, oh, we need to get join up. And she's like, oh, like in Heartland? Yes. I'm modeling my training after Heartland.
What's her name? Amy in Heartland? Is it Amy that's the main character?
Yes, and that is the nicest compliment I've ever gotten. When somebody was like, oh my God, you're like Amy from Heartland. I'm like, thank you.
Thank you. Probably a little less drama, actually, over the years.
I will tell you, for those who don't know, the join up is trademarked Monty Roberts, right? So apparently, a million years ago, the people at Heartland came to Monty's people, and at the time, it was not Monty, it was an employee, a family member employee. Not Debbie. They went to and said, hey, we would like to use you for this new show and the name Join Up. And Monty's people granted them the use of the name Join Up, but you couldn't say they couldn't say Monty Roberts' name.
What?
And at this point, they're like, that was the dumbest thing we ever
That is the dumbest business decision ever.
Well, you never know how it's going to be, you know, displayed.
Well, that's true. They didn't know how they were going to do it on screen. So.
When you see the horse whisperer, they wanted to use Monty for that, and they said no to that. And that guy's roping horses and having extramarital affairs and, you know, doing all these terrible things that Monty was glad he was not involved in. But now Heartland 17 seasons later, come on.
One of the most popular shows out of Canada ever.
Ever. Like, hey. Literally, this girl's like, oh my God, you just joined up like in Heartland?
That's funny. One other thing, too. One of our auditor's daughters is 17 years old, named Savannah McClung, is in a new movie coming out. She actually rides in it, and apparently the horse that she rides in it, she also trained. And isn't that cool? The movie is called Heartbeat of a Drum Horse, and the official release date has not been set, but they're going to do the premiere on November 1st, and they all get to go to the premiere together. So that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Good job. Good job there, Savannah. And apparently Savannah has an IMDb now, and she's very proud of that. So,
oh, man, you made it.
Yeah. Isn't that when you really do think you made it when you're an actor, when you actually do have an IMDb that has something on it?
Well, I think to get your SAG card.
Yes.
Like, I want to know if she got her SAG card.
She had to. I wouldn't think she would have had to for this part, because she's in speaking parts and stuff. So,
oh, if she has lines, a studio movie, she got a SAG card. Yay!
Good for you, girl. We're going to have her on. She's going to come on and tell us all about it, but I think she has to wait till after the premiere. So we'll have her on after the premiere. Cool. All right, Daily Winnie time. We have a couple auditor birthdays. April Hardiman, who lives right up the road from me, actually. Kelly Peterson-Hammer. And, of course, our own Deanne from Horse Nation. It's her birthday, too. So happy birthday to all of you. Jamie, I'm happy to announce that we have a brand new auditor named Robin Gilbert. Welcome, Robin. We're glad you're here. And also, Megan increased her pledge. So thank you for that, Megan. We appreciate that as well. And now, wait a minute. I got to get the right one. Hold on.
Ready? Here we go.
Butters.
Hi, Butters.
Are we going to say that forever now? Anytime we play Butters,
I might. I'm just obsessed with him. I love him so much. And just so you know, I sent off his hair to be DNA tested.
Oh, good. Are we doing it through the usual company? Are they going to come on and give you the results on the air?
Yeah, Edelon is who I contacted to do it, and they want to come on and reveal any and all things about Butters.
Because so, you really don't know, do you?
I know who his mom is.
Like, okay.
And I don't know who she is. I just saw her. Like, she's a big Palomino.
Yeah.
So
you don't know who dad is?
Know who dad is. So how they do that is because it's a nurse mare facility. This is not my Daily Winnie at all. Anyway,
sorry, I got you off track.
I know. So what they do is they need to re-impregnate the nurse mare foals. You guys, don't come at me. They need to re-impregnate. So they just get a collection of semen from all the various farms around here, stallion farms. So it could be a swirl of a bunch of them, or it could be, I don't know how it gets sent, but I would imagine it's just, I mean, it has to be a fancy stallion. I did make sure that it wasn't like some little teaser show.
So many jokes here I can't do right now.
Oh, it's so much. But anyway, so I am going to get to the bottom of this thanks to Edelon. So if anybody needs DNA testing, you guys, we did Taco Tuesday. It's been amazing. Check out Edelon. But they're going to come on, and she said it's about 5 to 7 days after they get the sample. And it's mailing off today. It's in my mailbox.
Yay.
So anyway, Daily Winnie goes to, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, my racehorse horses are back. Did you see Caldera is back on the track jogging?
No, I thought he was swimming in a pool last I saw.
Well, he's back at the track, and so is Money Problem. They've been at the rehab facility together, and now they're both back at the track. So I'm
so there's a chance I might win another $4 at some point.
I mean, you're not going to win $4. I mean, they're it's going
I still
in the
have
right
$4.25 in my account.
I know. I keep. Oh, no, we got like six. Oh, I think that was a horse.
Oh, you had a different horse. I didn't get. I'm still at about four, I think.
Yeah, well.
As a matter of fact, they've taken out thousands to pay for his rehab. No, they don't do it that way.
I know. Well, so Money Problem had some bone bruising after his first race.
Oh, big surprise. Money Problem's causing vet bills. Big surprise there.
Listen. And then Caldera was off for a while and is now back. And then my other horse, Improbable Luck, has been retired. And
God. You need to stop picking horses with these names.
They don't have those names when I get them. The idiots who vote, and they send out votes, and like, I'm like, y'all are,
don't they know our rule?
God. But Native Brew was named when I got him, and he is currently, I think he had a surgery.
Oh, there has to be a microbrew in this country that's named Native Brew. There has to be.
I mean, there has to be. So he had surgery, I think, for some chips. And
so you're running into good luck here, aren't you?
I feel like I've been trying to just buy colts so potentially they could be my geldings after they race.
Well,
but I think I need to invest in some fillies.
That's funny. All right. What are we here for?
If you do want to piss away money, just go to myracehorse.com.
Oh, I just saw they had another one they announced, right? Just came out in an email.
It's all the time, and they just bought a horse for $500,000 at the Keeneland Sales yearling. So basically, we could totally lose money on that one too. Yay!
Let's hear from KPP, and then we're going to go to Chris. We're going to go to Kristen over at the Thoroughbred Makeover, which is coming up.
Probiotic Wise is your supplement of choice when a balanced hindgut is your goal. Available in powder or paste, Probiotic Wise is a concentrated source of both prebiotics and probiotics that capture and sweep out the pathogenic bacteria, support healing, and maintain healthy gut tissue and sustain a robust microbiome. To see if Probiotic Wise available through veterinarians is right for your horse, speak with your vet and visit kppusa.com.
Well, after that ad, it gives me a perfect time to promote next week. We have Poop Week coming up, our second annual Poop Week. And what is Poop Week if you weren't here last year? It's a whole week talking about horse poop in different forms, variations, and ways.
Taking care of horses' poops as well. Like,
yes.
It's just think of, if you think of poop, think of the entire broad spectrum that may be associated with that.
Because
function.
What do we deal with the most in our lives as horse people? Poop.
Well, you know, I'm reading this KPP ad and I'm like, only on this podcast.
Can we talk about explosive diarrhea?
Diarrhea and dirty butts and ruddy poops. That is horses in the morning right there, you guys. Yeah.
And next week, we're dedicated the whole week to poop. So you can look forward to that next week. That's coming up on Horses in the Morning Poop Week. Let's go to Kristen over at Thoroughbred Makeover. Well, we have one of our favorite people joining us right now. Kristen is joining us. You know her as the host of Retired Racehorse Radio. She also has a real job, and that's why she's here. Kristen, what is your official title now with the Thoroughbred Makeover Retired Racehorse Project?
Yeah, I'm now the managing director, so I got bumped up this spring. Yeah, oh, wow. Makes me feel very important.
So that means in a couple of weeks, you're going to be extra busy doing extra things at the Thoroughbred Makeover.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of busy now. There's a lot of run-up to it.
Yeah. So. Well, you only have one.
You're just so relaxed and chill. There's nothing going on.
Just,
nothing.
You know, sometimes I check my email. It's fine.
Because you only have how many horses competing in October at the Kentucky Horse Park?
Oh, my gosh. I think we're around 300.
Is it 300?
You know, okay. Just a little horse show. Yeah. Just
but, a you know, that thing. Would be great. 300 would be a lot easier if you were doing one discipline. But you're doing how many?
We've got 10.
Well, there you go.
And actually, this year, it's going to be a lot of fun. So actually, we're recording. It is the 11th. So exactly 1 month from today will be Championship Saturday, which is a little bit different from the way we've done it in the past. So it used to be the finale on Saturday. And this year, just to try to bring more people back, you know, reward more people for being there and undergoing this whole journey with these thoroughbreds. It's now championships. We're bringing back the top 10 in all 10 of those disciplines, and they're going to compete all around the horse park. So we're not doing the whole thing like in the covered arena where we used to do it. It's now you're kind of back in your, like, you know, native ring, so to speak. So jumpers will still be in the jumper ring. The field hunters do get moved to a ring. Polo does get moved, you know, so there's a couple things moving around just for the ease of scheduling. But otherwise, yeah, most of it's still taking place outside, and it's just going to be a nice big celebratory day. So
what is the most, like, the most entered and the most popular one?
Dressage. And I think dressage, you know, we all know it's the foundation of all training. So it really makes sense for people to focus on it in that first year of retraining for these horses. You know, and a lot of people too, like, that might have said, I wanted to do the hunters, I wanted to do eventing, the horse wasn't quite ready to jump 2.6 or higher, so we're going to route to dressage instead, so we can still, you know, enjoy the week and be there and do the camaraderie and the horse show. Now, and it's just a little easier on the horses.
Speaking of 2.6, I know you guys scaled the hunters because there was like a 2-foot division, I think, and they jumped it up to 2.6. Is like, what was the thought behind that?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we still get people being like, when are you going to bring the 2-foot hunters back? and we, you know, we don't do any of the decisions that we make to make changes at the makeover. We don't do any of those sort of on a whim. So we talk to our judges, our stewards, you know, people who have done the makeover for a long time, other professionals in the field, to try to make sure that we're always making the best decisions for the horses as well as the participating trainers. And the consensus is that generally a 2-foot hunter tends to be for the rider. It's not really for the horse. There's not a lot. Again, I'm not a jumper, so, you know, I'll defer to the people who do jump to tell me these things. But to the horse, there's not a ton of difference between 2-foot, 2.3 to 2.6. It's about at the 2.6 or higher mark that horses really start to put in a bit more effort into the jump. The judges were noticing year after year that consistently very few of the 2-foot hunters were getting called back to the finale. They tend to jump flat. You know, the horse can pretty much take that jump out of stride. And a lot of it is a confidence thing for the rider. You know, they feel a little bit better at 2-foot, like myself included. I would be in that 2-foot division. So, like, totally get it. That's fine. But generally the 2.6 hunters that were showing up year after year were better prepared. They were jumping better. They were really showing their quality as a show hunter.
Yes. But some of us are scared to jump in on the drag thoroughbred that big in the first year. Oh my God. I just,
right. And that's why, we have options for you to do anything else. So that's, I think that is why people route into dressage, people route into freestyle to do something different. A lot of people are finding a lot of benefit in competitive trail to make their horses, even if they're going to go into not competitive trail, you know, in the long run, they're finding it makes horses well-rounded. So there's tons of flat or non-jumping options for people to do at the makeover if they're not quite comfortable.
Kristen,
remind everybody. Freestyle again and set up 2-foot jump course.
There you
absolutely
go.
Absolutely. Yeah. The only problem is setting that, you know, yeah, meet a whole lot of people minutes on the ground. Just run. Yeah.
Go.
So Kristen, remind everybody what the rules are as far as the horse and how much time and all that.
Yeah. So you can have up to 10 months of like dedicated retraining. So the retraining period starts December 1st for the next year. So if you're looking ahead to 2026, you can start to get that horse into, you know, what you would call a full training program December 1st of this year. We do have horses, you can have a full year off up to that. So to be eligible, the horse needs to have either posted a timed work or raced after July 1st of 2 years prior. So I know that sounds like word salad. So like horses to qualify for this year, they had to race or work after July 1st, 2023. So that allows for horses maybe who were injured or horses who just need a little more mental decompression time. That gives them that extra year to, you know, physically recuperate or just hang out in the field, kind of learn the rhythm and the schedule of being, you know, a horse in a equestrian discipline rather than a racing discipline, because those are very different lives.
This is awesome. My new assistant here at the farm just bought an off the track and has another one like that also qualifies. So I'm so excited for her next year to be able to go to the makeover, and she's definitely pointed to it. I'm so excited. Such a journey. Just, you know, the training and the year buildup. It's stressful and it's also super fun.
It is. Yeah. Like I did it in 2018. We always joke like results not typical, like you don't normally do the event and then end up working here. But such was my journey. And yeah, it was like it I think just because it has so much meaning to the trainers as, you know, this kind of, it's really an emotional journey. You know, the horses don't care. The horses are like, I'm just happy to do a thing. You know, the horse doesn't need to make it to the makeover, but for the people, it's such a special event. It really is very celebratory.
It's bucket list at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, and I put a lot of pressure on myself. Again, my horse was like, whatever, lady, like he didn't care, but he had a good time when he got there. You know, and I was really happy to have made it. And then just to be part of that community to do the thing.
Jamie's had such a good time. He's been gone and back 4 times now. So he had such a good time.
Oh my God, he's a bad penny. Do you know what happened to my makeover horse?
I keep seeing, yeah, I was like, wait, I know this name. Why is this horse back?
Because he lives here, because he never leaves. He's apparently destined to be mine forever, and I can't shake him. So,
well, you know, he's like, listen, Jamie, we did the thing. We went through it together. I'm meant to be with you.
I know. And as much as I try to talk him out of it, he just won't listen. So here he is.
I mean, I lied and I told the family that I was like, oh, this horse will be for sale. Mm-hmm. You know, when I got my makeover horse, and that was just
still in your field, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. She rides them all. She posts pictures and videos all the time. I'm like, yeah, we're going to make money. Okay. You're going to make money.
So Kristen, this has got to be a logistical nightmare, because for all those disciplines, you need judges, you need volunteers.
Rephrase, logistical challenge.
No, it's probably a nightmare.
I am in the part of the year where I do start to have makeover dreams, and I wake up and I'm like, I don't remember if that actually happened or not. So I need to go back and check all my notes. So a little bit of a nightmare. It's fine. I don't want to, you know, say like, oh, we're really good at it now, but we have an incredible staff. There's 8 of us working for the RRP now. The makeover does eat up a huge chunk of our resources. It's not actually the only thing that we do, but it's the thing that we're best known for at RRP. But pretty much from August on, we're working full-time makeover.
Well, let's face it, most of these kinds of events, you don't make a ton of money doing this. I mean, you're doing this for other reasons.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty key to our mission. So, you know, our mission is to increase demand for thoroughbreds beyond racing. And it is the most high profile way to do that, is to have this nice big show where we bring people together, invite the racing industry out, get some press coverage. So it is definitely a big driver of our mission, but we are working to find other ways to get there as well. It's a huge undertaking. So every single discipline does have 2 judges, 1 steward, a whole fleet of volunteers. And then of course we have to schedule all the ride times, so that someone who is eventing in its multiple phases and also entered in dressage isn't supposed to be in 3 places at once. Mm. So there is a lot going on logistically behind the scenes. And ideally when you get there, it just feels like you're like, oh, all of this just rolled right out, and what a wonderful experience. So we don't, you know, want people to be stressing about stuff when they get there.
Is it still free for spectators?
It is. Yep. I believe there is now a gate fee again at Kentucky Horse Park. I know last year there wasn't one. So you may have to pay your parking fee to get in, but otherwise it is completely free all 4 days.
And what are the days again?
October 8th through the 11th at Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. So horse capital of, well, I got to be careful, right? You live in Ocala. Horse capital of Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's the horse capital of the world. Come on, Kristen, don't.
It's certainly, we'll call it the cradle of the thoroughbred industry for sure.
Do you have a billion-dollar horse park in Kentucky? I'm just saying. So now my question.
Yes, they do. Hello.
No, I don't think they do. So, is there a story that stands out to you this year?
Well, you know, I say every year, like, if you have 200, 300 horses entered, you've got 300 great stories, because every horse.
But you've interviewed a lot of these people. So what's the one that really jumps up at you?
The one that is one of my personal favorites, and I think you're going to like him too, because I think there's actually a connection to everything we're doing at Horse Radio Network. Sibelius is entered this year. So if that name sounds familiar to anyone, he won the Grade 1 Dubai Golden Shaheen a couple of years ago.
Was that Karen's horse from Kentucky Performance Products?
It is. And I believe she still is, actually has retained the ownership of him. But what's really fun with him is
I didn't know that. I'm so excited now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you've got a guy to root for. But even better, the horse has really stayed in the family, because was trained on the track by Jerry O'Dwyer. And he's now in training with Jerry's wife, Allison O'Dwyer, for the makeover.
What's he going to do?
He is entered in dressage and freestyle. And I don't know anything about his freestyle, so I'm very excited to see what she comes out for.
I know one Karen's that's going to be there watching. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, and Allison is an extremely experienced makeover trainer. She won the whole thing a couple of years ago when we still had the Thoroughbred Makeover Champion overall title. She's been the top of her disciplines pretty consistently. She does a fabulous job. So I'm really excited to see how this horse does. I think he's going to look like the $1 million earner that he is. But then what's also really nice is like Allison's posted pictures of her daughter, I think, is maybe 4 or 5. And she entered a lead line class on Sibelius with Jerry leading the horse. And I don't know if they won or not, but it was just precious. I was like, I wonder if people realize this horse has won $1.8 million
in
like
Dubai.
On multiple continents. Right. Like that's a Group One winner. And he's just hanging out with his foot propped. Like, I got my kid. It's cool. So like, you know, those are the moments where you're like, God, these horses are amazing. So
I'm so excited now. I did not know that.
Plan a trip, Glenn. We'd love to see you.
I have to text Karen. Can you watch this at home or not?
No, unfortunately, we did have to kind of jettison the live stream a couple of years ago. The price for producing a live stream is astronomical.
It's like hundreds of thousands of dollars now.
Yes. And once you move your event from one single ring to 10 different arenas, multiply that price by 10. So unfortunately, it is not something that we have the funding for at this time. We are a nonprofit, you know, with a bigger charitable mission. And so we had to let the live stream go. But we are going to have all of the finale or the championship rounds videoed, and we'll get those posted to our YouTube channel.
Okay.
In the weeks following the event. So you can definitely still watch those top 10 across all 10 disciplines and see what it looks like.
And of course, you can catch Kristen Joy on Retired Racehorse Radio podcast here on the Horse Radio Network. You've been hosting that now for 6 years? Five years?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Jamie handed the baton off and yeah, we've just sort of run with it ever since. Yeah, we just recorded our 160th episode last night, which was wild.
Now, we did have Joy on a little while ago, and she, you know, after she announced she was pregnant with twins, isn't she about to have those babies?
Yes, I'm hoping they're going to be makeover babies. So she's trying to time it so that she has them during the makeover.
I assume she will not be there announcing this year.
No, she decided to sit that one out, which I think is probably for the best.
Wise with two of them coming.
Yeah, very excited for her and Zach. So I'm looking forward to being the fun podcast auntie. So.
Kristen, thanks a bunch again for joining us. And good luck at the makeover.
Thanks for having me. Thanks very much.
As horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can quickly add up, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you the financial peace of mind that you're looking for. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care, and for all your animals too, not just horses. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care, subject to credit approval. To learn more and apply, visit carecredit.com/vetmed. carecredit.com/vetmed.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm gonna have to turn in my notice because I just got a job offer via text. And I've been invited to join a professional team. And in it is a photograph of 4 very professional, well-dressed young individuals. And the job title is Remote Online Evaluator. I mean, I was born for that job.
What are you evaluating?
I can make $100 to $600 per day and check this out. I only have to work 1 to 2 hours a day. It can be done from home. All I have to be is 25 years old or older. Oh my God. Yeah,
you need
guys
to apply today.
Dream.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than this, it sounds like.
Or so, I'll just hit delete.
Can you send that to me too?
Junk.
If you're quitting, I'm quitting.
We're going to be millionaires.
All right, it's time for our study show for the month of September. And this is the time when I look up what studies we've wasted money on as a collective over the last month. And then Jamie guesses the results of the studies. And we discover that we really did waste the money because we already knew the answer to these. All right.
I don't know if I know the answer to these. I got to put my thinking cap on because I really channel what the people doing the studies really were going for. I mean, these are scientists, Glenn.
That's right. Scientists. They are scientists. And let me tell you, we have some weird ass studies as well. So, okay. So this one, first one is going to be very difficult for you. Okay. Studies show that food additives can be blank to the gut.
Toxic.
Yes, correct. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, wait a minute.
That was so hard.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have sounders.
Okay, cool.
All right. A new study show that this very sweet thing might help prevent cavities. Any idea what the sweet thing is?
If you say sugar, I'm going to punch you through the microphone. Fruit? Bananas?
Sweeter.
What's sweeter than sugar?
How about maple syrup? Maple syrup, a non-toxic compound found in maple syrup and green tea, can inhibit the proteins that produce bacteria and cause cavities. So apparently you can eat as much maple syrup as you want and you will get cavities. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, but you will get diabetes. So weigh your options.
Maple syrup is so good, though. Okay. Yeah, I love this one. Because, you know, I've done a few speeches in front of audiences, right? I've given a lot of talks in front of audiences. Practicing a speech in front of an audience made the final speech better or worse. They actually did study this. If you practice your speech before you go in front of an audience, does it make the final speech better or worse?
Is this a real thing?
Yes. Yes, they did a study.
I don't even want to answer that. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Guess what? It does improve significantly
That's
your performance
so
in front
weird.
Of an audience.
You mean you can gauge like what people are thinking and how they react?
Yes.
That's why comedians go to small clubs and test out jokes. This is the dumbest thing ever. I'm madder after that one.
A new study says that eating about 2 ounces of almonds a day may help.
Runny poop!
Well, that too, I guess.
Been waiting.
It's going to lower your oxidative stress and improve oxidative health.
Wait, I can eat almonds and decrease the stress?
Stress. Apparently 2 ounces a day. Don't eat more than
that. Do those 2 ounces of almonds pick up my kid from school on time and get him to his tennis lesson at the appropriate time and then get back here and feed the horses then to run back? I would love to see the almonds then show up at pickup time at the right time.
I think you're
going to
need about a pound of almonds a day, actually.
My blood pressure's going up. Just think about it.
A new study found that focusing on aging-related protein changes in the body... Oh, forget this one. I don't even know what it means. Okay. I don't know why I put that one in there. Let's cross that one out. A study showed that... Oh, you are going to love this. I put this one in just to piss
Poop,
you off.
Coffee,
but,
wine.
But I put this one in to piss you off, not knowing that you would already be pissed off by the time we got to this one. Studies show that women make 20% more in the workplace when they do this one thing.
Sleep with the boss!
Well, that's probably a different study, but it wasn't this study. This is going to make you so mad.
I don't. They make 20%
more by doing one thing.
Well, if it's dressed sexier, I'm going to
It's not that, but it's close. How about wearing makeup?
Oh, that's why I didn't make any money.
But I actually read into that study, and that's what they showed. They make 20% more if you wear makeup to work.
I used to show up to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be damned if I was going to put on makeup. And I would show up there just barely sliding in on time, and these heifers that I worked with would have a full face on and, like, complete. I'm like, when did you wake up? Midnight? Outfits and hair done and makeup done. I'm like, who's got time for that?
Well, how about Pilates? Have you ever done Pilates?
No, but I'm interested. Pilates
is Pilates
curious.
Still a thing that seemed to be so popular like 10, 15 years ago? But is it?
Isn't that where you use the machines and you like?
I have no idea.
You're
asking me.
I'm Pilates curious.
Okay. Well, a new study found that a 12-week Pilates program significantly increased this.
Health.
Well, yeah, in a way. Yeah, in a way.
Blood pressure, weight loss, stress levels.
How about sexual desire and arousal?
Oh, I'm in. I'm no longer Pilates curious. I'm Pilates signed up.
Specifically with women. Apparently, they didn't see any change in men.
That's because dudes don't do Pilates, really. It's a chick thing.
You're going to love this one. Talk about a waste of money. I'll just ask it in this way. when you really work hard all day, do you sleep better at night? Physical work?
I mean, yeah, because you're tired.
Recent studies show that daily exercise may help adults sleep better at night. No, I would say it does. It probably does. We don't need a study for that. I always sleep better when I actually do something. Are you kidding me?
It may help you sleep.
Okay.
Do you know what also helps me sleep after a hard day's of work? 4 or 5 beers.
You're going to love this one. This is the weirdest study ever. University of Minnesota. They wanted to determine whether a human could swim, would swim slower or faster in a syrupy liquid compared to water. So they added gum to a pool to create a syrup-like consistency and had competitive swimmers race in it. And what do you think they found? Were they slower in the syrup or were they the same speed as in water?
Not only are the people that did the study dumb, the people that participated in the study were dumb. Let me think. Is it easier to move through the water or through oil? Let me go with water.
You would be wrong. The results show that humans swim the same speed in both liquids, as the force of the water or syrup pushing back on the swimmer's hands and feet is actually greater in thicker liquid, offsetting the drag. So they swam the same. That one's actually surprised me. I was surprised.
I would have got that wrong, but I also don't care.
We have to have our coffee in a study every month, and we do. A new study explored the connection between reducing caffeine intake and experiencing vivid dreams. What do you think? Did reducing caffeine increase or decrease vivid dreams?
Oh, I thought you were just saying it. I would imagine that drinking caffeine before you go to bed probably increases the stress of dreams.
While not a direct cause, the research suggests a plausible link, theorizing that cutting back on caffeine allows the body to spend more time in deep sleep, which is where dreams occur. So actually cutting back on caffeine, you get more dreams because you're sleeping
again,
deeper.
Again, the best way to sleep and have a really nice dreamless night is about 3/4 of a bottle of wine.
Or whiskey. Okay. Oh, God. A new study found, oh, I love this one because I love french fries. I love everything potato, but let's be honest. I don't care what kind of potatoes. A new study found that eating french fries just 3 times a week, get this, can increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by 20%. Whereas the same amount of boiled, baked, or mashed potatoes did not have the same risk. So basically, cooking something in grease increases your risk of getting sicker.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What? You mean frying food makes it worse for you than apparently. Boiling it?
I didn't know about the diabetes, but I know it makes you fatter.
That is groundbreaking.
And that was the last study of the day. Well, now that I've pissed Jamie off on this Friday, we're going to continue.
I learned so much today, Glenn.
I know you did. I know you did. I know you were happy to learn it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, how about we do some really bad ads to end the to end the Friday? We'll learn more.
All I know is I'm not going to make money by sleeping with you, so I'm off the hook. So my Friday is great.
And you know what? Wearing makeup won't help you either because we're not on video. So either way, you're not getting a raise. It sounds like sooner or later.
He says one thing and he means another.
I'll give you French fries.
You could.
He can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trader.
I love French fries.
Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trader.
I only like
tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of...
Did you say you only like steak fries?
Yes.
Do you know they're the least popular fry, steak fries?
Well,
in a recent study?
Potentially one of the least popular humans, so it tracks.
I love steak fries too, especially seasoned ones. All right, it's time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week when we read some ads that are submitted by listeners. And we have a bunch today. Thank you to all the listeners who submitted the following. And we give away a prize every month. We have a brand new prize because we gave one away last week. So the following product is provided by horselovers.com, home to over 120,000 products for your barn, horse, and you. Check them out at horselovers.com. We have an Abeta fridge saddlebag. That's right, a rugged polyester bag with a large main pocket that will hold a six-pack. with inner removable waterproof liner, fold-over hook and loop panels to keep your items secure. The pockets
are... It's like
an
insulated saddlebag?
Yes.
Like it says fridge saddlebag?
Yes,
like a refrigerator?
Insulated. It's perfect for ice and beverages, and they have other zippers for cell phone and snacks. But I have seen these around, and usually you will find a six-pack in there. So I
know I've told you this before, but when I lived in Kentucky and I was a kid, we had what we called, they called drunk broke horses.
Yes.
And those were horses that could have a fridge saddlebag and have ice in there. And like, as you're walking, it's like whoosh, sloshing around in there, and you could reach in, pull out a beer in a can, crack open the top, and get drunk, and the horse would take you home.
That's right.
That was a drunk broke horse. Now, I can't drink on horses because it makes me have to pee. So
I want to know whoever wins this. We want to see a picture of you out in the trail with your six pack. That's what we want to see. And we don't encourage drinking and riding at the same time either. I'm just
thinking. Yes, we do.
Need to put that out there for the lawyers. All right, we're not going to have time to get to everybody today. Thank you to Tegan, Lindsay, Michelle, Rachel, Janelle, Caitlin, Carrie, Rosemary, and Brooke. You are all entered in for the drunk bag, and we will give that away at the end of the month.
The beer bag.
Robin sent the first one in. You have that one. Oh, it's Tennessee. I gave it to you.
Oh, yeah. It's Tennessee Horses and Tack, some sort of Facebook page. And,
oh, my God. Everything's spelled wrong and there's no punctuation at all. How do these people do this?
Oh, man. I don't. Okay.
I can't even read it.
I know. This is really hard to read. Couple Ponies Brown 1 has won RSNC World 3 times Open Horse Brown 15. Your Galden Huge Motor won't be beat across pin. This is another paragraph. All my horses turned out. Don't need to be feed. 19 different kinds of feed or supple... sort of mints and dots, hots, and special red light treat or acupuncture, just minerals.
Wait a minute. I got to stop you. How could they get everything spelled right or wrong except acupuncture?
Oh my God, they did spell that right, didn't they?
That's the only word spelled right.
They drink out of pond and they are treated like real horses can. Work on ranch, short or rope on trail ride can take any. Level rider kids to open, they will ride up or down. If you fall off, they will stand there and not move, can walk up to and catch in the field, ride bareback or bridle. Less. Oh my God, they're asking $17,000 and $25,000 for these horses.
Okay, if you're asking that much, you should know how to spell things and use punctuation. I'm sorry.
You know what? Hire somebody to write your ad. Yeah.
Get AI to do it. They could have plunked that whole thing in AI and it would have cleaned it right up.
Oh, we're going to teach everybody we're not going to have ads anymore because everybody's going to do it. You know what? No, with
that. I don't think you're going to have that problem. No.
We'll still have people like this.
Aaron sent this one in, so it's got to be from the northeast somewhere. Upper Valley Horse Connection. Delete if not allowed. I'm looking for...
Yeah. A-L-O-U-D.
Allowed, yeah. I'm looking for a person with horses who is willing to let me, comma my mom, comma my stepdad, comma my sister, comma my boyfriend, go on a trail ride for my birthday on the 7th. It's a long shot, but worth asking. I have experience with horses, my family not so much. Thanks in advance.
Hold up. You want me to provide horses for you?
Three, four, five.
Your mom, your dad, your stepdad, sister. So six horses on a trail ride, not offering to pay. Like, what? What?
Yes, but it's her birthday.
It's her it's her birthday week. You know when people do that? Now it's like my birthday month.
Oh, I have some friends that it's birthday month. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Cool. Yeah. Let's see. This next one came in from Heather, and this is the Billings Horse Community. I'm assuming Billings, Montana. I'm selling a 3-year-old black stud appendix. I don't know his exact height. He's not papered. You know, you can find out the height without paper. Whatever. He's not papered, but he's halter broke and saddle broke. He's very tame, and lots of people have ridden him. He loves to run, and he's pretty fast. He hasn't had any formal training.
He just loves to run.
But he learns quickly. I'm sure he does. He can get a bit spooked by new things. But he's okay with cars, big crowds, and other horses. He's only been in a horse trailer twice, and he gets nervous loading. But once he's in, he's fine.
An hour later, he's fine once he's in.
If you have oats, it might make loading easier.
Apparently, this guy doesn't have any oats, so he can get the horse in the trailer.
He unloads easily. I'm sure he does. I'm selling him because I don't have time or money to care for him. What are we all going to say together? Remember the first line of this? Geld that! You have a 3-year-old black stud appendix, not... Oh, I hate you so much.
It does seem like everything I planned for today was in order to piss you off.
It's been a hell of a week, too. Like, I didn't need your frustration today. I'm sorry to the listeners. Like, I don't mean to be so negative. It's Friday. Like, it's going to be
It's been
fun.
A week for everybody. They all understand.
I'm off social media for the foreseeable future. I can't. I just can't.
You need to take a couple days off. You really do. We all do, actually. Amy sent this one in. We ask people to send in bad ads. They have that down today because these are bad.
And they're not short.
No.
They're actually.
They've followed their assignment very well today. Ann Arbor area horse people. We're getting a lot of northern ones today. Raja Breeze, a.k.a. Raja. 17-year-old OTTB broodmare, 16.2 HH. Girl has go to go as soon as possible. She hates cows and has attacked them many times. Wow. She also hates my other mare and has been attacking them. Wow. You're selling it here. She has attempted to kick people 3 times. She is cheap and priced to sell. She is rideable for advanced riders.
No, she's not.
No, you can't ride her when you come to see her. Why? Because the place...
she's not rideable.
Because the place I've warned says it's a liability. No kidding. No, I have her No, I don't have her papered, but she is registered. I've only had this mare 2 months. No, I'm not spending the money to have her vet out soon to see what the problem is. That or the other.
What?
It's kind of cute, though. Thoroughbred, though. It's kind of cute, thoroughbred. But let's go over the positive points in this ad. Yep, that was it. That's all the positives in this ad.
Next ad. Bless her heart. Oh,
you want to get that one, don't you, to fix it?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Faye sent the next one in. Oh, it's our trailer of the week in Columbus and Fort Benning, Georgia.
What kind of battle wagon is that?
2-stall horse trailer appears to be in decent shape. Tires are holding there. That is... questionable
for a day or two.
The ramp will need a new cable assembly. I'll be going to pick this up this weekend and bring it to my house in Columbus, or if you're interested, I can meet you where it is about 40 miles northeast of Columbus. 650 OBO proceeds going to animal rescues and sanctuaries.
Now I feel better about it.
No, that's bull.
This is a scam.
Bull.
This thing looks like... I have never seen a horse trailer like this. It looks like something out of a World War II bunker. It's kind of bunker-shaped.
It's like a rusted old Brinks truck.
It's kind of got a weird roof, and it looks like it's made out of solid steel that's bulletproof.
It's terrible. It's not $650
for this thing.
It's for charity, Glenn.
And it makes you wonder because the person selling it obviously does not own it or even have it at their house. It's 40 miles away.
It's bad ad.
Paige sent this one in. Horses for sale, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. For sale or trade, honest ad. Please get her out of my yard. I'm begging you. Karma, she lives up to her name. Mare, Antrimville, South Carolina. 13.2 hands, low fours. Low fours? Pros, she's kind of cute. She leads, the perfect horse for a kid you hate. Cons, you can't touch her, like at all. They want $4,000 for a horse you can't touch at all.
Oh,
well,
bless her.
I give it this. The ads today have been very honest. They've been very
You're right. You're right.
They've not Hold tried on, to let's... deceive us.
If we really focused on the positives, we would not have anything to read.
There'd
today.
Be no ads today at all.
Stephanie sent this one in, and this is from Northern Illinois Horses. Oh, it's another trailer. Yay. Trade. A nothing fancy trailer for a nothing fancy horse. I have a 2-horse bumper trailer. I'm looking to trade for a horse. No buck, bite, or rare. Nothing over 20 either. Nothing wrong with it. Just don't use it like I thought I would. Northern Illinois area. I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to be whatever, but that's not a 2-horse trailer.
No, it looks like almost a 4-horse trailer. That was
yeah,
another battle wagon, though. It's made of solid steel. This thing weighs a ton. How are they going to get the horse home if they get rid of the trailer?
It's rusted to hell. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't put a horse on that floor either.
No.
Oh, and it looks like
the floor. Is that a trap door in the front?
Oh, you know, it might be. And the other thing is the back of the trailer's on the ground. We can't see the wheels, so I'm assuming there aren't any.
Make it's a tough photo, like if they had opened the back of a 4-horse stock trailer,
taken the picture
stood
from
there
the back.
And took a picture from the open back.
Looks like a tunnel and to nowhere.
It does. You're exactly right.
Chantel sent this one.
You
in.
Walk in, you'll end up in Terabithia or wherever. Narnia.
Chantel sent this one in. It's got to be from Pennsylvania or somewhere up there because I used to work with Chantel for years. DSPCA Facebook page. Look that one up, DSPCA Facebook page. Are you looking for the ultimate embodiment of a cat? A cat?
No.
A cat whom you'll only see as it peers out from between the hay bales with judging eyes. A cat who will hiss and whip out those needles when approached by unwitting children. A cat who will patrol your barn in the dark and scare the crap out of you at night check. A cat who will make your life for local wildlife so miserable they'll opt out and move to your neighbors. If so, reach out to our cat rehoming team today. So basically a feral cat. They want to get rid of this very, very feral cat.
Okay, so the DSPCA is either the Dutchess County SPCA or the Dublin Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So I think you need to read that again in your best Irish accent.
Yeah, I know that Chantel doesn't live in Ireland, so I think we're good.
Oh, Lord.
I gave you the next one. It's going to be our last ad of the today, but I gave it to you for one reason you'll know in line number one, and I don't know who sent it.
It's anonymous. Who sends anonymous ads? Oh, this person. Okay. Here's the ad. This is Chad. He looks like a chicken.
Please tell me Chad's sitting in the room with you.
He's not.
Oh,
he's
damn. Not.
Darn it. He looks like a chicken. White, Polish, fluffy-headed, absurdly dramatic. But don't be fooled. Behind that cotton ball on a stick appearance lurks the heart of a tyrant. He's young. Too young, really, to have developed such rich inner life of aggression and spite. And yet, here we are. I thought I was raising a backyard companion. What I actually got is the feathery reincarnation of a medieval warlord with resting attack face and a deep personal vendetta against my ankles. He's got the energy of a rooster who listens to true crime podcasts for tips. He's got the puff of a Victorian judge and the soul of a chicken who filed a hostile workplace complaint against me.
Look at this picture.
There's his picture.
He looks like a mad chicken.
He does have resting rooster face.
Yes.
Resting attack face.
We've all owned this chicken too, haven't we? We've all had that chicken that would attack you every time you walked in the pen, every single time.
Yep.
Yep. So much fun. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody who submitted ads. We really appreciate it. You did have a theme today, you all. You did
have a bless theme. It. Wait, Harley, I've got one more down here if you want to read that last one. You mean to do it real quick?
Oh, I missed that one. I'm sorry.
Cutest pony ever.
Oh, I missed that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you didn't scroll down enough. Do you want to do it?
Sure. Flashy Palomino Gelding, $950.
Maybe you should do it.
Flashy has been used in fun shows, parades, held flag in the last parade, been on trail rides. He does better with a relaxed and confident rider. Well, don't they all really, when you think about it? I think he would be a hunter-jumper prospect as he jumps our single-wire fence. He sticks close by, but changes pastures when he chooses. This would not be an issue if you had a higher fence.
Well, I'm sorry.
Harley, or whoever this is, could put a higher fence up.
This is the picture. Oh, that of is this so jumper. Cute. It's like a halflinger,
13-hand pony,
Tasmanian devil. Good God!
Look at the hair everywhere. That's got a lot of hair.
He's tiny.
How small is their fence that this little guy's jumping it?
I mean, you know, it's chicken wires for the goats. It's goat fence.
Yeah, that's
sure.
Probably true. It kind of looks like it when you look in the background, actually. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Auditors, hang on. We're going to have a chat with one of your fellow brethren right after this. And you all have a great weekend, and we hope you all recover from a weird-ass week.
Spay, neuter, and geld. Get something good done.